Welcome to the One Step Wealthier podcast, where I help you to get a little bit better every day and to achieve your financial goals. Follow along with me, and every week we will talk about all things personal development and personal finance. Together, we can get one step wealthier. In this week's episode, I wanted to talk about how waking up at 5 a.m. changed my life. Yes, you heard that right. I used to be a night owl, a party animal who loved sleeping in. Waking up early was not in my vocabulary. But everything changed when I discovered the book The 5 a.m. Club by Robin Sharma during the pandemic. With no social life to distract me, I decided to give waking up at 5 a.m. a try. And let me tell you, it was a game changer. The quiet hours of the morning allowed me to focus and be incredibly productive. No one is going to disturb you at 5 a.m. and you can get a head start on your day while the rest of the world is still asleep. I started freelancing, training for a marathon, translating books, and learning about investing. The habit of waking up early stuck with me, and 4 years later, I'm still waking up at 5 a.m. and sometimes even earlier without an alarm to study for my finance exams on top of my full-time job. So why should you consider waking up at 5 a.m.? Well, for starters, it gives you dedicated time to focus on what truly matters to you. By the time most people are just starting their day, you've already accomplished so much. It puts you ahead of the majority and sets the tone for a successful day. If you want to give this a try, start by committing to waking up at 5 a.m. for a month or two. It takes about 66 days for a new behavior to become automatic, so give it time and see how you feel. You might just become a member of the 5 a.m. club before you know it. When you wake up at 5 a.m., focus on meaningful tasks that will help you win the day. Robin Sharma recommends his 20-20-20 formula. That's 20 minutes of exercise, 20 minutes of reflection, and 20 minutes of growth. This primes your body and mind for a productive day, but feel free to adjust it to suit your preferences. Personally, I like to tackle intellectually challenging tasks first thing in the morning when my mind is sharpest. Experiment what works best for you and stick to it. Remember, if you want results that only 5% of the population have, you have to be willing to do what only 5% of the population is doing. On that note, I hope that these reflections have motivated you to start something new. Remember, it is never too late to make changes and better yourself. Start your day with purpose and focus on your goals before the rest of the world wakes up. That will set you on the path to success. And if you have any questions or topics you'd like me to cover in future episodes, feel free to reach out to me on my Instagram or my email found in the description. Don't forget to like, subscribe, rate, and share this podcast with your friends and family. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the One Step Wealthier podcast. I will speak to you soon. You have just invested in your personal development by listening to this podcast. Thank you for being here and helping yourself to become one step wealthier. Don't forget to subscribe to access new content every week and to better yourself. Stay wealthy, and I hope that you have a wonderful day.